Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
This is The Agenda. These are the top stories we're following, and we think you might want to follow along, too.
Number five.
There's nothing wrong with your radio. That's the way it sounded last night. A no-show earlier this concert season, rap artist Lil Wayne making it to the stage for his rescheduled show at the Maine Savings Amp in Bangor last night. A friend of the program, Regina, wrote to us after he was a no-show last time. Everyone should just not show up and see how he likes it.
Number four.
You're not a billionaire.
I don't think you are either, though, are you?
No. Are you a billionaire?
No.
Nice to meet you.
Why do you work harder?
Why are you here?
To protest.
Here it comes. Oh, there it is, right there. The caught on video assault on Maine Wire reporter, one of the hardest working men in digital media in the state of Maine, John Featherson, during an anti-rice and anti-ICE protest, I should say, in Biddeford. Prosecutors are now charging comic book artist Bob Tasek with assault.
Number three.
The road is littered with the people who are going to beat Susan Collins. And so I would feel very nervous about Maine with 100 days and an unproven statewide candidate against one of the most able political actors this town has seen over the last 30 years.
Now, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on ABC's Powerhouse Roundtable, he's got eyes on the U.S. Senate race in Maine. And as Troy Jackson is now racing to financially at least catch up with incumbent U.S. Senator Susan Collins.
Number two.
You know, I'm a fifth generation logger from Maine. I've been fighting my entire career to make life better here in Maine. And you know, that's why I think people are going to come this way.
And there's Troy Jackson gabbing on MS Now's Morning Joe yesterday morning. This morning, reports that Governor Janet Mills is not endorsing Jackson, or at least not yet. Even when asked. But Mills is still saying that Susan Collins should be defeated.
Number one.
This law will make Maine communities safer by building community trust in government officials and ensuring every person can call for help in an emergency.
From the ACLU of Maine, at their policy director, Michael Kibiti, telling WGME's Sam DeCoste that the three so-called ICE outlaws going into effect today in Maine will make the state safer for everyone. Sidebar, if you're a fan of balanced reporting, do not watch DeCoste's report. I'm warning you right now. The three new Maine laws that take effect today changes how police and jails and schools and state healthcare facilities and even landlords are allowed to interact with ICE. Now, supporters call these ICE out policing, ICE out schools and state health care, and ICE out of our homes. Really simple titles, but really complicated rules. The first law limits how state and local police agencies and jails might possibly assist with federal immigration enforcement. The second one restricts ICE access to private information in public schools, state libraries, and certain state healthcare facilities unless ICE has a judicial warrant. And the third restricts landlords from sharing sensitive tenant information for immigration enforcement purposes. So we're not talking about one narrow change affecting one government office. These laws reach into police stations. They reach into county jails. These laws reach into schools, into libraries, into hospitals, into college campuses, housing authorities, apartment buildings. Here's what's bothering me this morning. And I've just done my best to give you a cursory explanation as to what is now in effect that in some communities wasn't in effect yesterday. Lawyers may understand these laws. Police chiefs may understand these laws. Sheriffs may understand them. State police may understand them. ICE agents and Immigration and Customs Enforcement may understand them. And the political leaders, at least those of the majority party that push this upon Maine, they may understand them. But can I ask, do you? Because I'm a little bit confused. And does a parent dropping off a kid outside of school understand them? Does a landlord really understand them? Does a hospital worker this morning understand the three laws? Does the immigrant family deciding whether to call 911 when someone attacks them, does that family understand them? Does the average person living in our state understand when local police may cooperate with ICE and when they may not? And what does the word cooperate actually mean? I'm not convinced we know. And when the subject is public safety, confusion is not harmless. Confusion can be harmful. And confusion can be, I'll say it, deadly. To me, one distinction matters more than anything else going on in this debate. Civil immigration enforcement. I put the word civil there, but immigration enforcement, because when you actually read the law, being here unlawfully is a felony. But the United States is being gracious by only prosecuting it civilly. Civil immigration enforcement, I'll call it that. It's not the same thing as criminal law enforcement. These new limits are primarily aimed at federal civil immigration enforcement. Things like holding someone solely because ICE issued a civil detainer, turning someone over to ICE based on a civil request, sharing some release information, using local personnel and resources to carry out a civil immigration arrest. Sidebar, if local law enforcement, I've heard from so many people in law enforcement, in the legal community, that if Biddeford had been working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, what happened in Biddeford a couple Mondays back would have turned out much differently. But all of that does not mean that Maine police stop enforcing criminal law. It does not mean they stop responding to violence. It does not mean that criminal warrants disappear. It does not mean that an ICE agent becomes invisible to local police the moment something dangerous happens. And this is where a headline can create trouble. Right now, people in Maine are waking up and they're hearing Maine prohibits local law enforcement from cooperating with ICE. What does that mean on the street? Let me give you a scenario. Federal immigration agents are operating on Bartlett Street in Lewiston, popular place. And someone opens fire on them. Does don't cooperate with ICE mean Lewiston police should stay in their cruisers? Does that mean the officers in Lewiston should say, well, those are federal agents. That's not our problem. Of course not. Gunfire is gunfire. And an active threat is an active threat. Human beings are in danger. Local police officers can respond to the crime, protect life, and enforce the law. Let me give you another situation. An ICE agent comes to Maine with a criminal warrant for a dangerous felon. Not one of those civil detainers. Not a criminal warrant, okay? Say for a moment the suspect gets the drop on the agent. Are local officers supposed to, like, I don't know, shrug their shoulders, stick their hands in their pockets, and walk away? No, as I understand it, they can intervene, they can protect the agent, they can arrest someone who commits a crime, and they can protect the public. By the way, heaven help that local officer who in some way assists someone in ICE, and then the first social media headline comes out from a screaming person that says, look, this officer helped ICE. What's going to happen to that officer's home? I don't know how many Mainers actually know the answers to these questions. And that's my concern, because people do not live their lives with legislative footnotes. Sadly, they live their lives under headlines. They live their lives under political slogans because politicians have weaponized them. And they live under what somebody else posted online. And if the headline says local police cannot cooperate with ICE, a lot of people will hear local police cannot help ICE, period. Hard stop. But that's not what these laws say as I read them, as I understand them. But it may be what people believe. Again, that's dangerous. Now, supporters are making a serious public safety argument. They say local police should enforce Maine law, not function as federal civil immigration agents. They argue that when immigrants fear any encounter with local police that could lead to deportation, witnesses may not report crimes, victims may not seek help, parents may fear sending their children to school, patients may avoid health care, tenants may fear their landlord. Don't they at the end of every month? Supporters, I'm going to put in the word actually here. Supporters actually believe separating these institutions from civil immigration enforcement will create trust and make people more willing to ask for help. Now, I'll give you that. That argument deserves to be heard. But opponents make a public safety argument, too. They are justifiably worried that these laws create barriers between agencies that may need to share information, that may need to coordinate operations, that may need to protect one another. They worry that if jails can't provide release information, ICE might conduct more arrests in parking lots, in neighborhoods, and public streets. That could put the public in danger when the suspect might decide to pull a firearm and try to put daylight through the ICE officer and strike an innocent person on the side of the street. Is that what you wanted, majority party? Is that what you wanted, ACLU of Maine? Opponents worry that a policy intended to reduce fear could instead move dangerous encounters to less controlled settings. I think that argument deserves to be heard. And I've already talked about Biddeford. These three laws were not technically in effect when the incident occurred in Biddeford. And these laws did not cause that confrontation. But as we understand it, Biddeford was already on the not cooperate with ICE bandwagon. I don't think anybody can honestly prove that local police involvement would have changed the outcome. But I'll bet all the money in my gym shorts against all the money in your gym shorts, it could have. I know we don't want to rerun the encounter. But the fact that so many Mainers are asking whether Biddeford might have ended differently had local enforcement been involved tells us something very important this morning. It tells us the public doesn't clearly understand what is now the mandated relationship between local police and ICE as passed down by the majority party in Maine. Some believe local officers are not allowed to help. Some believe that they must refuse to help. Some believe ICE will not want their help. And some believe local involvement could prevent shootings. Others say it's just going to escalate confrontations. Here's the truth. We don't know. And here's the second truth. Right now, I don't think 80, 90, 95% of Mainers paying attention understand the rules now. And that's confusion. And confusion affects behavior. It affects whether someone is going to call 911. It affects whether a witness is going to talk to the police. It affects whether an immigrant family is going to ask for help. It affects whether the public trusts local officers to protect federal agents. And it affects what people expect when an unmarked vehicle and armed agents are for some reason called to appear on their street. Right now, supporters of these three laws say the relationships have been clarified. I don't think so. I think it's more complicated than ever. I wish someone had published it in plain English so we were all on the same page. I wish this hadn't happened at all because I can't see how this helps. Now, maybe you do, but from where I stand, no one should have to guess whether police will respond when someone is in danger, even if that someone is an Immigration and Customs Enforcement official dispatched to our state because someone is here unlawfully and they may be wanted for felonies. Clarity is part of public safety, and we don't have it this morning. And a law may be clear to the lawyers, it may be clear to the police, it may be clear to political leaders, but I think it is right now dangerously unclear to the people who are forced to live under it.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.